Hey everyone, welcome to episode 77 of Reality of the Rose. I am your host, Natalie Sprink. Well, we have another Rose interview today, and I know I say this all the time, but I was really excited about today's interview as well. I am interviewing Miranda Kalmus, who is my hairstylist, and I just love her. It's like she's an old soul. She's only 26, but she is only 26, but it's like she's lived three lifetimes. She always has great stories when I go see her. We just talk. It's probably the thing that connected us the most, though, of course, is that she is a Bachelor fan. So, you know, had to get that in there. I think this is actually the first person that I've interviewed that actually watches The Bachelor on a consistent basis. But her Instagram is so fun for me to follow. She has such a good vibe. She's always so positive. She just has a knack, I think, for social media. Just as a side note, and we'll talk about it in the interview, but her Instagram handle is the.bohemian.hair.artist. And I love her stories. I love her posts. I just think she has a knack for it. And she's gorgeous, both inside and out. And I'm just really anxious to have you guys hear this interview. She gives us a lot of fun information. Oh, her most embarrassing moment. I still just want to give her a hug because, oh my goodness. Oh, you got to hear it. She also gives some great recommendations for authors for books. Two of them I had not heard of. I'm definitely going to check them out. Of course, she has great makeup recommendations. Her makeup tutorials are fantastic on her Instagram. So I couldn't wait for that. And really reasonably priced, like drugstore brands. Also, she has one of the best beauty hacks that's good for absolutely anyone. I don't care if you're 2 or 200. Great beauty hack. So you got to tune in, got to listen to this interview. I really hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I did conducting it with her. It was a lot of fun. Also, real quick before we start, if you could go and give me a 5-star rating, I would really, really appreciate that. Any 5-star ratings, reviews helps me so much with my podcast and the lovely algorithm of the podcast world. Click, follow, subscribe, all those things. Let me know how you like this interview. Let me know how you, if you have other questions you'd like me to ask my roses, like who you want me to interview, any of those things, but that would very much be appreciated. But let us go now and get to know Miranda.
Hello.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for agreeing to do my podcast today. Appreciate it.
I am honored that you asked.
Well, this was a lot of fun doing the last few, and I can't wait for this one because I love Instagram, and I also love how you do my hair. So I am really excited to get to, I mean, especially because I love watching your makeup tutorials. And so I'm kind of anxious for that question, if we're being honest.
Thank you.
But I was trying to think, how long has it been, over a year that I've been coming to you?
I think we're coming up on that. Yeah.
I think it's getting close.
Yeah.
And for the audience, I was looking for someone that knew how to do curly hair. And I don't know, I happened upon you. You answered the phone, I think, when
I
called.
I'm the one who talked to you first, and you said you had curly hair, and I said, oh, I'm your gal.
And I'm so thankful because it takes a special person to do curly hair. It does. I think we've talked about this, and that when you are learning how, like when you're in school, they don't spend much time on curly hair. Is that right?
It's so unfortunate. A lot of beauty schools are finally hearing the frustration of that because we are hairdressers. We aren't just specific hair types. And it's such a broad field. I feel like every hairdresser should definitely know how to do all hair types.
For sure. For sure. And I'm speaking from experience because I'm telling you, not everybody knows how to do curly hair. That is for sure.
It takes an extra bit of patience on the hairstylist's end because it is something that you're cutting wet and dry. You have to look at how it lays. Everybody's curl pattern is always slightly different, and working with each one, you know, the more you work with curly hair, the better you get at it.
I'm sure. That makes sense. Do you have many curly hair girls that come to you? Like, I mean, like percentage wise, how many of your clients have curly hair, would you say?
Oof, I would probably say like a good 30% of my clientele.
Really? Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that high.
Cool. Yeah, they have either coarse texture or curly hair.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's it's a big part of what I do. I really love it though.
Well, thank you. I love it. I love it too. So let's get into your interview so we can get to know you, Miranda.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to start off with the same question I always started with. And that is basically just tell me about yourself, your name, how old you are, if you don't mind sharing that, where you're originally from, where you live now, your family, your job, all the good stuff.
Perfect. Yes. My name is Miranda Kalmus. I'm 26 years old. I was born in Washington State, and I currently live in a little town called Dorchester in Wisconsin. I am married. I don't have any kids, but we have lots of fur babies, and I am a hairstylist. And I also own my own self-care business called Wildwoods Hippie.
Great. And you have a website. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Wildwoodshippie.com.
Oh, well, that's good. And what do you sell on wildwoodshippie.com? Wildwoods, like WILDWOODSHIPPIE.
Yep.
Cool.
And .com. Yeah. I focus a lot on the five senses and in ways that we can calm ourselves down, take a little bit of time to ourselves. I make herbal teas, I make candles, I do herbal salves, a little bit of everything that just kind of is helpful to our own bodies.
Cool. So, well, great. Yeah,
it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of perfume, a little bit of lotions, kind of something for everybody.
How long have you had that website?
I have officially had my website for a year, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been a little fun journey. I did schooling for herbalism and continue to take classes as much as I can to learn more about herbal medicine. And it's just a little hobby of mine that has been really fun as just a small business.
Awesome. Great. Okay. So next question is, how did you choose your career and your career path?
That is actually, I feel like currently, I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. I've always been like exactly half girly girl and half tomboy. So I've always played with Barbies, hair, makeup, all of that. So it really was no surprise when I became a hairdresser. But I also grew up with brothers and was in the dirt just as much as I was with my Barbies. So a lot of with my natural business, I am doing a lot of gardening and I'm always in the dirt and everything like that. So I get to have a little bit more of like the nature aspect of things too.
Great.
But it's just always been stuff that's been a part of my life. And I'm super, super lucky to be able to have that as a career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, doing something you love, I feel like is so important.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to be doing a lot of it. So you might as well love what you do.
Absolutely. Where did you attend schooling for being a hairdresser?
I actually was an apprentice after high school. So I apprenticed at a little salon outside of our town, and then I transferred over to, it's called the State College of Beauty Culture, which is actually in the same city that I currently work in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you moved to Wisconsin?
I think I was probably 10 or 11.
Okay. So you were younger then when you moved.
Yep. I consider Wisconsin definitely like my home.
Gotcha. Yep. Did you like Washington that you remember when you were 10?
I do. Yep. I still have family there. I think it's just a beautiful state, but it is, I got to say, Wisconsin's definitely my favorite.
Nice. Well, good.
Yeah.
Do you go back much to Washington?
I'm actually going to be going back this July. My brother's getting married, so I'm super excited. This will be my husband's first time.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be really cool to explore it with kind of a new eye and a new person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm very excited.
How long have you been married?
I am going on 4 years this year.
And for my listeners, I am always super impressed because Miranda watches The Bachelor with her husband.
My husband secretly loves The Bachelor.
I am so jealous.
We are so excited for Zach's season.
Are you actually, though, or no?
I am here for the drama.
Okay.
So because I feel like it's going to be a drama-filled season.
Because of the girls. I was talking about this with a friend of mine who watches, and I'm going to admit, I'm not really at all excited about Zach himself, because I just, I don't know. He just seems a little on the, you know, a bit boring side, but I'm really hoping they cast some really great girls who bring the drama.
I'm thinking that it might be comparable to like Matt's season, where the girls were the show.
I agree. And you know, if we're being honest, I believe that I feel like the show is usually about the cast and not actually whoever is the bachelor or the bachelorette in the end. Don't you think?
And I think that's why Bachelor in Paradise does so well, because we see all the characters that we personally were choosing for these people.
Exactly.
And we get to see them fall in love. Like, it's a genius way to do it.
No, for sure. Absolutely. So I mean, I'm looking forward to another season. I have to say, I am glad though that we got the break that we did, because it was back to back to back for so long. I guess we had that break in before the double bachelorette season, but I was glad to have this little bit of a break.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I have to say, I haven't even looked to see who the new can. Usually by now I've looked everybody's Instagram up of the cast and I've done all that, and I have not done that. So I'm like falling behind. I need to do that soon. Okay. Anyway, let's move on with the non-bachelor interview. Okay. If you are willing to share, tell me about a life challenge that you've experienced, that you feel helped shape you or make you into who you are, if you're willing to share.
Yeah, I think almost anybody could relate, is just being bullied or criticized at, you know, when you're younger and even as an adult, like constantly taking that. And then it just made me become more self-aware, and I would never do onto others what others would do onto me. And I'm really glad I learned that, because I see people who get bullied and I feel like it just, I'm able to help them in a way too, because whatever somebody's projecting onto you has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And once I realized that, I just felt like I grew so much more as a person, because I wasn't focusing on outside.
Sure. So did you, at what point in your life did you feel that you were bullied, as a younger kid or more recently, or?
Kind of always.
Really?
Really? Which totally sucks to say. You know, in school, I had some really great friends, but I also had some really horrible people that would just terrorize me. And, you know, even into adulthood, I think anything just follows if you're willing to put up with it.
Isn't it crazy that that people can just be mean, you know, like purposely be mean?
I don't know. I have a guilty conscience. So if I ever even do something relatively mean, I will think about it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
even if it's somebody who is so horrible, I will still think about it, because I feel bad. Like, I don't want to make others feel that way.
Well, I think that you have a great platform in your Instagram for, you, like, if people hear this, that they would reach out to you, because I feel like you're very approachable and relatable. And
I always try to emphasize on my page too, like, if you ever need somebody to talk to, a friend, I don't care if you don't know me, like, I'm here for you. Like, we're girlfriends, we're best friends, like, always. That's, people don't have enough of that.
Right. And I think, you know, as commonly heard in this era of social media, that, you know, it's also now the cowards that are the bullies, and they hide behind, you know, whatever Instagram handle they happen to choose, you know, and it's just pathetic, honestly.
Yeah, it definitely is. I've had my fair share of videos go viral, and for every kind comment, there's 5 mean ones to follow.
Is there? Really?
It's weird. It's crazy, but that's the internet. I mean, unfortunately, I wish more than anything that these people would see, like, just because one person couldn't handle that comment doesn't mean the next would.
Right.
It's so sad that some people will take those comments literally to heart. I mean, those comments don't mean anything.
It Also, again, just to relate it back to The Bachelor, since this is a Bachelor podcast.
Yeah.
It's another thing that you hear so much about. I actually just listened to another podcast with Clayton Eckert. It's with Jason Tardix. He was on Jason Tardix's podcast, and they talked briefly about that again. But I've heard several with him about how he got to be in a really, really dark, dark place when his season ended, because he got death threat after death threat after death threat, and going to that extreme is just something I don't understand. I mean, it is a TV show. I don't care if you like the guy or not. It's not worth threatening his life, you know?
Exactly. It's people will get so angry, and it's just, it takes so much energy to exude that hate rather than to just don't even waste your time. If you think that person is so terrible, don't waste your time.
So how would you recommend anyone that would be listening that is suffering from that? Do you have any, like, especially on social media, like how to handle it since you've received some yourself?
You know, I for a while would just, if you've seen my reels, there's been a few where I will just post the comment publicly, like, okay, well, here's the list of mean people. And suddenly they don't want that attention. Oh, take that down, please. Well, then why did you comment that? It's just, don't be such a mean person. And so it's either confronting it and honestly, truly just ignore it. Don't even feed into it, because people like that, that's what they're looking for, is some form of attention. Or they just want that little bit. They don't want too much.
Right.
But honestly, like what I do is, like on my page currently, what my tactic is I either just automatically delete it, because I wouldn't take advice from them, so I'm not going to take criticism from them.
Good point.
There is a filter that you can put, and you can filter out certain words in your comments.
Really?
It's genius. Nobody can say the word ugly, hateful. Like, there are keywords that you are not allowed to say. Anything mean or malicious that I might find as a hateful word cannot actually be commented and will be hidden.
Really? So, like, you mean you determine the word?
Yeah, you can put in keywords, and it will filter out. Instagram will do that in your settings.
Oh, that's so interesting. It's just go into the Instagram settings, and what's it under? I don't have enough people looking at mine to necessarily say anything, but for people listening,
you just go into like comments and then like you click on that and it's like commenting filters, and then you can toggle it on or off, and then it'll say keywords.
Good to know.
Because that even works. I didn't know at the time, but it works for direct messages too, because I had messages that I found out were blocked because it was certain keywords.
Well, I don't know why anyone would call you ugly to begin with, but they're insane. But anyway, that's good to know. I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's really good for, especially, I feel like, young adults who are still trying to understand, you know, themselves and love themselves. And that's when words are very hurtful, and you just get one rude comment or one off comment, and that can ruin your whole day, and it shouldn't. And if you could filter out certain words, like, just to help yourself so you don't even have to deal with it, that's perfect.
Yeah, for sure. Huh, that's really good to know.
But it's a really neat option.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. Here's one I've been waiting for. If you can only apply 2 makeup items, what are they and what brands are they? And I always say, if you have 3, that's fine. I'm just kind of like wanting to know your core basic makeup items that you can't live without.
Oof. So it's going to sound weird, because anybody who knows me is going to assume that I would say lashes, but I've got to say I would do blush and lip gloss.
Blush and lip gloss. Okay.
Blush. I just feel like I think blush is more important to me lately rather than the big fluffy eyelashes that I normally wear.
Yeah.
So I have been such a huge blush fan. Currently, I have been loving Milani Cheek Tint. It's like a cream blush.
Okay. And
literally any shade I will use, but there's like a Cherry Kiss one that is a bright red. It is perfect for wintertime. A real big trending look right now is called like the cold girl look. That is the blush to go to.
And what was the brand, Milani?
That one's Milani. And then I've also been using the e.l.f. Putty Blush, and I'm not sure which one I have, but it's like a peachy color.
And what has spell that one again? The what is it? L
Elf.
E-L-F. Oh, elf. Elf. Yeah. Elf. I got it. Putty blush. Okay. And what color? You said you don't know what color it is right now. What
it is, but it's like a really light peach color, and okay. It is so pretty.
Cool. All right. And Melani. How do you spell Melani? M-E-L-A-N-I?
I think it's M-A-L-I-N-I.
Okay. Cool. All right. What about lip gloss?
I actually recently switched over to Hard Candy Glosstopia. The brand is called Hard Candy. It's super high shine gloss. It's got hyaluronic acid in it, so it still keeps everything really hydrated.
Now, is that something that you get it like Sephora or Ulta, something like that? Or
you can get that at Walmart if you want to.
Really?
It's the best. I think I got all of mine from Target, but I'm positive that it's at Walmart.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So it's something that kind of anybody could get. It's drugstore makeup that it's like makeup dupes for the higher end brands. And I'm all for saving a dollar.
Absolutely. So do you use more drugstore brands than you do like department store brands, so to speak?
I am equal parts.
Okay.
I think when it comes to a foundation for me personally, I typically will invest. I will spend about $40 on like a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Where if it comes to any additives, like any eyeliners or anything, I'm more in like a $10 range.
Okay.
And then like my eyelashes, anybody who loves big fluffy eyelashes, I'm sure already knows, but the Dollar Tree has handmade from a small business eyelashes.
Really?
They're incredible. Almost all of my eye looks that I have like big, beautiful lashes on, they're from the Dollar Tree. The brand is Ioni.
So spell that again.
It's I-O-N-I.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That is very interesting.
$1.25.
How did you find that? Just came across it and saw you try it? Or did you see it like on TikTok or something?
I actually was shopping for rice because I ran out of rice I was making aromatherapy packs. And so I was going to grab it and I was just walking around because I love just shopping random stuff like that. And I saw the eyelashes and I was like, get out of town. So I tried them and now the people think I'm crazy because I'll buy like 20 at a time.
Well, and you know, like after this podcast, people are going to like run to the Dollar Tree and Dollar Tree will have them anymore. I don't know if my listenership's that big, but you know, it'd be nice. It'd be nice.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Do you use, just out of curiosity, do you use a liquid foundation?
I prefer a liquid foundation for me. I have super dry skin. So I feel like if I only did powder, I might dry up.
Yeah.
I got real dry skin. So I use the It Cosmetics. It's a CC cream, but it's basically a foundation.
Yeah.
And I'm in It Cosmetics with Flower Beauty, which Flower Beauty is an affordable brand for sure.
Okay.
That is like the perfect medium coverage, luminous finish. And there's a super trending foundation, Makeup by Mario just came out with a new foundation and I ordered it and I'm super excited to try it because for dry skin, it's supposed to be like a total game changer. It's supposed to be flawless, dewy, pretty, but stays all day. I've got high expectations.
Nice. Well, we'll have to have I'll have to have an update and you have to update us how you like it.
Oh, for sure.
Is it like what price range is that in?
That's like $47, I think. Okay. I paid. And yeah. Cosmetics is about $42, I think. So
okay. Well, thank you. Great. But, yeah. I'm gonna have plans. You and I were talking about this before we started the podcast, but I've not done this before and I should have, but I am gonna try to put some of these items that you're talking about in my show notes in like the description portion of my podcast so that because it's hard if you are like driving and you can't write down what you are, you know, what the stuff you're recommending,
yeah.
Then they have somewhere to go back and reference. So for the listeners, I'm going to try and do that and I'll list like her, your Instagram, Miranda, your website, all these amazing products that you're telling us about, all the good stuff. Okay. So now on to, do you like to cook? And if so, do you have like a go-to dish or something that you make really, really well?
Yes, I cook like my mother and I've got to pat myself on the back because I am a really good cook.
Oh, I'm jealous.
But I can't bake.
Really?
Not for the life of me. So I know a lot of people that are like that, that they can either do one or the other, but they can't really do both.
Yeah, you're right. I do too.
And if they can do both, it's mediocre.
Yeah. It's just okay. Or they have a TV show.
Yes. So. Exactly. Or it's Rachel Ray.
Yeah, right. So what is your go-to dish then?
I think honestly, any time of year, huge salmon wrap fan. Huge salmon wrap fan. Salmon from Aldi.
Okay.
I got to be very specific because I'm in the Midwest and you can't find good salmon anywhere unless you go to Aldi.
Okay.
So it's the fresh, never frozen.
Wow. Okay. Very specific kind of salmon.
Oh, yeah. Because that one, and then like if you can, of course, fresh salmon, that would be the go-to. But if you can't, try to get as fresh as you can so it's not fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get the Atlantic caught salmon and we do a glaze on it. So I'll do brown sugar and Dijon mustard.
Mm.
And you put the salmon on a pan with like tin foil on the bottom. And then you put the glaze over top. Your oven's got to be preheated at 450. You pop it in for 18 minutes and then you do a second glaze on it. And then you broil it for 4 minutes. So it gets a candy coating outer.
Yeah.
And you just whip up your favorite salad. We do Caesar salad because we just love that savory and sweet mix.
Yum.
And you just plop the salmon right in there and we'll do the sun-dried tomato basil wraps if we can find them. And it's the perfect amount of like, you still feel full, but you don't feel overstuffed.
Gosh, that sounds like and I'm not a huge salmon girl, but that sounds really good.
My husband doesn't like salmon, this isn't like fish, but he does like the salmon.
And it almost is a little bit like a fish taco. Could I say that?
Yeah. Okay. Like definitely.
Wow. I'll have to figure out a way to get that because I didn't write all that down. I might have to have you write it down and give that to me.
It's a fast meal. Like if you're in the summertime, you just want something quick. Like it's so good.
So this might be a real dumb question, but if you're getting fresh salmon, how long does salmon keep? Like if you go buy it today, do you have to make it today or how long does it keep in the fridge before you have to freeze it?
I usually wait about I think the longest I've waited might've been like 3 days.
Okay.
So I don't think it can stay too long, but yeah. it just doesn't stay long. Like as soon as anybody knows we're making it the next day.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think it should at least for like, I don't want to overquote here, but maybe for the week.
Yeah.
But maybe don't try that.
Yeah.
Just don't quote me on that. Giving everybody food.
Someone's going to say, well, I heard on a podcast that I could wait a week for salmon. Why did I get salmonella? Okay, yummy. We'll have to try that. All right. Do you have, and I'm sure you do, a facial routine? And is it a long one, short one? But mostly I want to know the products that you use. And if it's not, if your nighttime is different than your daytime, I'd like to hear both, but just let me hear all the juice.
Yes. I would say my skincare is honestly pretty fast. I have sensitive dry skin. And so I don't do anything with too much fragrance or anything.
Okay.
I am a little extra. I have a high frequency wand, which creates like ozone and it has like certain heads, I want to say, like attachments for certain areas of the skin. I do that every single day.
Well, tell me about this. I don't know. What is a high frequency wand?
It's an electric current that you use on your face. Like if you ever get a facial and they're using like zapping stuff for your zits.
Yeah.
I have that.
Oh.
So it can help to induce like collagen production. It helps to kill like the Peabody bacteria in your skin. So it can help with acne.
Wait, is there like a blue light and a red light and one is for one and one's for the other?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I've so heard of this.
I have the red one. Because it's like kind of like that orangey red current. Yes.
Okay.
And
that's
more for like anti-aging and stuff like that. And then I always have really bad blackheads.
Uh-huh. In my,
so that really honestly helps with that. So I do that in the morning. I also ice my face in the morning.
Wow.
And that's just because I have like really an odd shape to my eye, just meaning like the underside of my eye is just a little bit more hollow. And it always looks like I am like the corpse bride or something. It's just really, it's really shallow in there. And so that just helps to kind of like bring some plumpness to my face and really wake me up, kind of like help the bag situation. So I'm very extra and I do those two things first thing in the morning.
What brand is your high frequency wand? Do you know?
Nuaderm or something.
Okay.
Nuderma.
Nuderma. Yeah, that's it, I think. That's it, because I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I bought that. It's on Amazon too.
Okay. Okay. So you like it. Like, how long does that take each morning to do that?
I do the high frequency wand on my face first. And I do that for about 5 minutes. So okay. I do like 2 minutes for my full face, and then I do my under eyes, and then I do my like just my nose section. So that full thing takes about 5 minutes. I do ice my face for about 5 minutes while I'm like making coffee. I just have like a little ice roller that I bought.
Oh,
it's so nice.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how you do the icing of your face, is your little ice. Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I have from Aveda, it's Tolasara Firm Concentrate. And it's basically like a natural version of a retinol. So it's going to help with firming and tightening. Aveda is all naturally based products. So I've tried retinols, but I feel like my skin is just too sensitive for them. And this has been a really good, just like, I think, replacement for that.
Okay.
So I do the Tolasara Firm Concentrate. Then I follow that up with BioElements Really Rich Cream, the best moisturizer. Very heavy, very thick. My skin just gulps it right up.
And this is, you use that morning and night, or?
I use those three things, those two things, morning and night.
Okay.
And then I also every morning use, Aveda makes an SPF, and I think it's an SPF 30.
Okay.
So I also use that day and night too, and always face and neck.
Okay.
And then if I want to do any face masks, I use the Ordinary AHA BHA peeling mask, and that's just a chemical exfoliant. So that really helps with the blackheads too.
Okay.
But that's like very potent stuff. So you got to start out really, really small. Like you have to start with a super thin layer for like 3 minutes, and you have to build up to 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Like once a week.
And that's when you put on and peel off?
That is one that you put on and then you just wash off with warm water.
Got it. Okay. Nice. That isn't very long.
It's not too tedious. I don't think skincare can, like, if you have just plain sensitive skin, like, I can't get too crazy with skincare.
I see.
And I've found certain things that just really worked. And so I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, no kidding. I know Allie talked about that on hers, and I think that I have found sort of my go-to list of things too, but for a long time, I was just such a sucker for seeing an ad for a new moisturizer and having to try it, or a new serum, or you name it, you know?
I was a big serum person.
Yeah.
And I was just digging myself deeper and deeper, because I would use I would see, just like you said, I'd see a commercial for a serum, I'd use it, and suddenly I have another skin issue. Oh, well, you need this serum too.
Yeah.
And at one point, like, my skincare routine was like 20 steps, and I was just like, boy.
Yeah. Someone's making money off me.
Yeah. And once I simplified it, I mean, it really, honestly, having a simple skincare routine for me has been the best my skin has ever looked.
You know, I always think of my grandma who died when she was 99 years old, and I always thought had the prettiest skin. And I asked her one time what her secret was, and she literally told me she washes her face with Dove bar soap. That's it.
For many, many years of my life.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you should keep doing it.
I recently switched over to the, I think it's like DHC oil cleanser.
Okay.
And that, up until like a couple of weeks ago, I had switched back over to like a cleanser. So it was either that or CeraVe.
Yeah.
And the Dove All Sensitive Skin. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That really gets the makeup off.
I mean, there's probably a reason it's been around so long. And my grandma used it. She died at 99. Holy cow, you know.
Yeah.
Must be It has to be something to it.
I ask in a, you know, the in that older generation what they do to keep their skin so youthful. I've always been told cold water.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have to age because I can't.
I can't either. I'm with you. Water. I don't like cold water. Occasionally in the morning I will. Just kind of probably, I guess, kind of the same theory behind your icing your face, but I feel like it wakes me up a little bit. But like, well, for sure, like my shower has to be hot, but man,
When I'm icing my face, I'm in a big fluffy robe. So it's
Oh, great. Okay. Awesome. Next question. Do you have pets? We already know the answer to this, but I want to hear all your pets and their names.
Oh boy. Yeah. So we'll start off with Dexter. That's my dog.
Okay.
So I have one dog.
What breed is he?
He is a Chihuahua.
Aw.
He is 5 pounds of just wonderful fury.
Aw. Cute.
So I have one fish. His name is Smudge. He's a goldfish.
Okay.
I have 5 cats.
Wow, you're a cat lady.
I am a cat lady.
And so what are their names?
I have Centauri, which is our newest addition. He's officially a little over a year old.
Aw.
And he's the only boy. The other ones are girls.
And what are their names?
Our oldest is Venus. She is our Mama Goomba. She is mother of everybody. She's our oldest. And then we have Iris, who is the biggest of the bunch. She eats a lot of food.
Your cat food bill has to be quite large.
Oh, they have to have special food, of course, because we have a male cat. So we have to have urinary tract in stuff with that. And we have perfect weight. And it's an expense.
Golly. Do you give them dry food or wet food or both?
We do dry food, but of course they get treats all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Like way too much.
Yeah.
So we have Iris, and then we have Nova.
Okay.
We have Gemini.
Aw, those are such cute names. Do you come up with the names when you see them, or how do you come up with their names?
Well, Dexter was after the TV show.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
That was his name, and I actually was not with my husband at the time when I got Dexter, and Jordan, my husband, had Venus, and we just love all things celestial, and when we were first together, we actually came across a kitten that was our first kitty together. Aww. And he just named her because we just loved that name, and everybody kind of just, celestial names got chosen, and we would just kind of call them by certain names. And see how they responded. And each one of them, it just clicked.
Really?
Yeah. So they have fit into their names very well, too.
So you have the youngest is one, you said, right? One?
Yep.
And so how old's your oldest?
Our oldest, anywhere from like 11 to probably 13.
Wow.
Yep.
How long does a cat usually live? Do you know?
It depends how spiteful they are of you.
Mm.
You know, sometimes they'll just stick around. That's usually.
Yeah.
I had a beautiful Maine Coon. He was just my everything. And he was like 17 when he had gotten put down.
Really? Holy crap. Wow.
He had kidney failure and was just not doing well. But he lived a long time.
I'd say.
They got some time on him for sure.
I just watched your story today about some kind of cat litter. Was it a spray? So it works, huh?
Needed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing that drives me crazier than when, I don't know, this is a personal thing where if you walk into your home and you smell your animals.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't want people to come into my house and the first question is, you know, where's the cats? I want them to be shocked at how many come out of the walls.
Yeah, that's so true. okay, awesome. All right. So we're going to back up to the beauty. I'm sorry.
We also have the chickens.
Oh, shoot. Chickens too. Yes. I'm sorry. Oh God. I interrupted that. Oh my gosh. Sorry. How many chickens?
We only have 4. Thank goodness.
Oh, only 4.
Yes.
And do they lay eggs? Like, do you get eggs from them?
They're actually too old to lay eggs now, so they're just living their best chicken lives.
Wait, how old is that that they can't lay eggs anymore?
You know, I think they're 3 now, 3 to 4 years old.
Oh, they can't lay eggs after that age?
They stopped now. Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Summer, so I don't know if it's just because we only have the 4, but all of them are done.
So you just have like a little pen and they just like hang out and walk around and
they're very people-y. So I'll pick them up all the time. I have a big garden. We have our yard. So in the summertime, they're usually out free roaming with us and picking bugs up and stuff. They're hilarious.
Are they, this may be a weird question, but like, do you hold them? Like, yeah.
All the time.
Really?
All the time. I've got pictures on my Instagram of me kissing them. They are my
favorite. And what are their names?
So we have Echo, who is like their little leader of the pack. We have Nugget, Peeps, and Kylo Hen.
Aw. And yes. Are they all about the same age then? Or like you got them all at once?
Yep.
So will you continue to have chickens? Will you get more? Will you just stay at 4?
If I had a choice, I would have all of the animals. I am really interested in quail.
Really?
I'm very interested. So I would like to look into that. So we may hold off on the chickens. We're also looking just to be closer to where I work. So we want to make sure that our yard space and everything is going to be okay too.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I mean, if I could, I'd have 1,000.
Wow. You are definitely an animal girl. I know you've told me several animal like stories when I've visited you.
Yep. We have definitely helped out a lot of them.
Well, good for you. Are your, is your, like, do you have any rescue? Are any of those your cats or your dog a rescue animal?
Yep, everybody's been adopted.
Okay.
Yep. Except for the chickens. We bought them at a farmer's store.
I have to say, I'm surprised you only have one dog.
He was a really rough puppy.
Oh.
It was a rough time. He was 8 ounces when I took
him. Oh, my. Wow. Yeah, he was. Wow.
Yeah, Dexter is technically overweight, but he is only 5 pounds.
Wow. That's crazy.
He
is
tiny. He has a lot of health complications when you breed them that small. And, you know, we would never change it for the world, but he was a lot. It was like a newborn baby.
And how old did you say he is? 5?
He's 7.
Oh, 7.
He's 7 years old.
Aw.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And but so obviously he was a little baby, like he was, what happened? How did you rescue him? Or how did you?
I had gotten him, he was a gift. So we had actually got him from, he was from a breeder in Gresham. I didn't really know anything about where to get animals. I was like 17 at the time, so I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't ever, of course, recommend, like, if you do go to a breeder, make sure that they're very smart with what they're doing and all that. But anytime you have a purebred, Dexter is a purebred Chihuahua. So complications are just going to be heightened of, you know, things that could happen. Where if you get a mutt, they've got a million different breeds in them and they seem to be more hardy.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, he has, hip dysplasia. So his hips give him a really hard time with walking and stuff.
Oh, well, it sounds like he is right, mama and dad.
Yeah, and he doesn't let anything stop him.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, we're going to move on to another beauty. We're going to go backwards to another beauty topic. All right, I want to know if you have a beauty hack that you would like to share.
Ooh, I do.
Okay, yay.
So this is a hack. This can be for anybody. This can be for men, women, whoever. This changed my life. And if you do this, you're going to be able to wear any kind of makeup you want, any kind of outfit you want. You're going to be able to rock anything.
Oh.
That's a pretty good hack.
Can't wait.
So what you're going to do is when you wake up in the morning, you're going to go in front of your mirror. Don't care how much you hate yourself that day. You're going to go stand in front of your mirror and you're going to tell yourself 5 things you love about yourself or 5 things you're thankful for that your body does for you.
Aw.
Even if you don't like anything, then you can thank your feet for keeping you up on your feet and standing. You can thank your hands for being able to create things. I mean, anything. And if you do that consistently every day, you'll start to find little parts of yourself that you really truly love about yourself. And when you view yourself in that different light, I mean, everything changes. You just feel like such a beautiful person.
Oh, that's so nice. Should you say it out loud?
You know, when I really don't like myself, yes.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to roll my eyes and think this is stupid, but it seriously helps. It makes a difference. Like, anybody that has talked with me about insecurity, like, that is such a game changer, is when you start talking to yourself the way that you talk to other people.
And treat, yeah. So basically treat yourself how you would want others to treat you.
Yeah. You're not going to tell, you know, your best friend, like, you look gross today.
You're right.
No, if they say that they look gross, you're like, how could you say that? Your skin is glowing. Your hair is flowing. Like, no. So
when what a great idea.
Putting kind words into yourself, it's going to come easier and easier and easier. And you're going to start finding, like, you know, a day that you come in on it and you're like, ooh, you know what? I love something weird. I love my ears today. And you just like, it's just something between yourself and you. And it's such a fun way to get to just know yourself better and to love yourself more.
That's an amazing idea. And, you know, you mentioned either love something about yourself or something you're grateful for. And for a little while, I kept I've kind of fallen off and I should do it again, but I kept a journal. And I just every day wrote down stuff that I was grateful for. And you know, it was hard some days, and it's just like you said, there's some days I had to literally be like, I'm thankful for coffee, you know,
yeah, I
or
know.
My bowl of cereal or whatever. Like,
yeah. I mean, it could be like, yeah, I'm thankful for my nails.
Right.
Protecting my hands. Like, it could be so simple, but just do it.
Yeah, I agree. And it helped. It did help me. So that's a fabulous idea, especially because I feel like a lot of people have, you know, physical insecurities.
Even those who are confident, there's still days where you're never going to be 100% confident 100% of the time.
I agree.
But you can still support yourself even when you're not confident. You can still be thankful for yourself for doing the things that you're doing. And that's definitely just like a one size fits all beauty thing that we can all do.
That's great. I love that one. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Okay. Next question is, what are your top three favorite Netflix or whatever streaming service, doesn't matter which one it is, either series or movie, probably series, because everyone's always wanting like something to watch on Netflix. So what do we got?
Yeah. Okay. So these are like kind of other, because that is one of the hardest questions. I'm a huge just TV person lately.
Same.
So, the show that changed my life, I feel, Gossip Girl.
Oh, you and Allie would get along so well.
When I met her, love her.
Aww,
immediately,
thanks.
I feel like we clicked. Oh, like, we were good. Just, oh, she's so sweet. So yes, Gossip Girl, of course, has to be like number one. I could watch it forever.
I watched it with Allie for a while, and I could see where that could be a reel you ride in. I could see it.
I just, the fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love, 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 love.
Yeah.
And yeah, the drama.
Of course, so, the drama. The hard thing I always had a difficult time was that these kids were in high school. I can't even
think about that.
I couldn't either. I just wanted to cringe when I was like, yeah, wait, they're in high school?
In college the whole time, because no way.
How many seasons are there of that?
Oh my gosh. There's got to be like 10.
Okay. It's a lot. I knew it was a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. And on the drama train, I put The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, of course.
Yay.
Had to have that on there because we've been staying tuned so much.
Yep.
And then I take a full switch and Mandalorian.
What is that?
It's a Star Wars series on Disney Plus.
Really?
It's so good. If you like anything of like that Star Wars related, that's where like the baby Yoda pictures and stuff come from.
Okay.
If you've seen those, so cute.
Wow. Those really are like three totally different shows.
I know. Those are my personalities.
That's amazing. Are those all, wait, so Mandalorian's on Disney Plus, you said? Yeah.
Okay. Gossip Girl, I think it switched from Netflix to, I think it's on HBO Max now.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. Oh, yeah. All right. Next one. I would, again, if you're willing to share, I would like both your, and I know we just talked about it, so we probably shouldn't even give your physical insecurity that you have. The reason I ask this question is because I just want other women to know that, you know, even though we do need to love ourselves, we all have insecurities. So you're not alone if you have an insecurity. So an insecurity you have, but then a specific body part that you absolutely love about yourself.
Yes. So this is going to sound ridiculous. Belly button.
Oh, really? You don't like your belly button?
I despise all belly buttons. It's a true like phobia of mine. I don't even like looking at my own. I can't look at other people's. It's just, there's something about a belly button that just rubs me the wrong way.
That's hilarious.
I could get mine removed. I would in a heartbeat.
Belly button removal. Well, I bet that exists.
Oh my God. I don't know what it is. Like there, I know there's this beautiful, you know, way that we received life and nutrients from our mothers and just get rid of it.
So I'm guessing yours is not pierced or anything like that.
I would die. I can't. I can't do it. Ugh. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. No, Miranda, every day you need to go in front of the mirror and you need to say belly button. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, belly button. Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. I don't know that I've ever heard that, but you're not wrong, really.
Think about it. Like, have you seen an outie belly button?
I don't. Those creep me out.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm outie. Not even.
I don't like the outies either. I have to look away if I see one. I don't know. I can't do it either. Yeah. No, and I can't.
And this truly mean it. No belly button is beautiful. So if you have an outie, don't worry. Everybody else's belly button is just as ridiculous to me because I don't like my own. I don't like any of them.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's the thing of nightmares.
All right. So what makes up for your belly button? Which was your favorite body part of your own?
Body part of me, I guess. My hair.
Oh yeah. I love your hair.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Me too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely something that I think a lot of my confidence is in my hair because it's something I'm always changing. I'm always having fun with. It's a big part of my personality and how people kind of remember me.
Sure.
Is, you know, either it's the girl who always is coloring her hair or as of the past like 2 years now, it's been orange hair. And I love that.
Well, I also love that you never have. I don't think I've ever seen you with the same style of like you or down or in a pony or I mean it's always different than when I've seen you.
Yeah,
love it. Okay, so now let's jump to what is your worst social insecurity and then a social strength that you feel like you have.
I would say biggest social insecurity is giving like misinformation or like false information out to somebody.
Okay.
Like just completely being totally thinking I'm doing the right thing. And then actually it's not even true.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah.
I always feel so bad if that were to ever happen. So I always try to make sure that like, if I hear something and I have to tell somebody, I'll say, so-and-so told me to tell you this. I'm pretty sure. Please don't quote me. I just don't want to tell you wrong. Like, definitely hate doing that.
That's funny. I can see that. Isn't it funny? I saw a meme or something one time that was something like that. Like, this is totally true for sure. I think it might be, or, you know, something like that.
Once I start talking about something, I slowly start to think maybe you're wrong. Even if I totally know I'm right, I might be wrong. Right. It's a possibility. It's so weird how we get that way.
It is funny. And what about a strength?
I would say, you know, somebody working in, I've worked in customer service my entire life. So I am really good at like confrontation, like in setting like boundaries or policies, and just any social situation, I feel like I can adapt very well to.
That is a great strength, because that's, I feel like, more of a rare strength for people to have.
People are not, I think people confuse confrontation with conflict.
Yeah.
And it's just not the same. Confrontation is anything. It could be, hey, you know, was this what you meant by something? And it can be so misinterpreted so easily, but that's why you need that.
Yeah.
So that there's never any miscommunication on stuff.
Yeah. So really your two things kind of go hand in hand, because, you will confront someone to make sure you're hearing the truth or hearing it correctly or whatever. Yeah.
That whole saying of, you know, what happens when you assume, like, you don't want that. So
that is a great strength, though. And you've also told me stories where you have confronted people, and just, I envy that, because I am not good at either conflict or confrontation. I stay so far from it, and I wish I was better at it.
It feels really good to get things off of your chest so you don't have to worry about it. Just like I said, you know, sometimes people don't know that they did something wrong.
Sure.
And so if you confront them, suddenly, okay, at least both parties are aware. Or I just feel like it really, really helps. And it took me a long time to become that person, for sure. I was not always that person. But because I've worked in social settings my whole life, it just really came naturally.
Well, I guess it really benefits you to be able to do that, like, again, in your line of work. And just, I'm sure that you've come across some interesting situations where you've had to use that skill.
Yep. I've had to put on my manager lady voice, and it's never fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, good.
Happens. So, yeah.
Okay. So now this is the one that everyone misunderstands, but I think I have a way. So if you're going to talk, and I won't say, I say, what is your dog voice? And I know you have a dog, but it can be your dog or cats. Like, if you have to say, like, okay, kitties, it's time for dinner. Like, let me hear a sentence with you talking to your cats or your dog or your chickens, whatever. Let me hear your animal voice.
So this is going to be ridiculous. So my chihuahua makes little demon sounds.
Okay. And like, so what does that mean?
So when I'm talking to my cats, I'm always like, you know, what are you doing in? I'm always talking goofy. And I'm the little babies, like, what are you doing in on the tables? And when I'm playing with Dexter, he starts to get like growly. And so I like jump around and I make little demon voices back at him. He goes crazy. So I'm going to do it, and I'm going to trigger warning. If creepy noises scare you, don't listen.
Okay. Fast forward 10 seconds. Exactly. Okay. Can't wait. Go.
Just look at me, and I'll look at him, and I'll go, and he loses his mind.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh,
so ridiculous. When I went over some of these questions and I said that question out loud to the girls at work, everybody looked at me and went, "You have a dog voice." And I was like, "Oh no, I have to do it on a podcast."
I stand by that everyone has a dog voice.
Like, oh, everybody has a dog voice.
If they say they don't, they're lying. They are lying.
Absolutely.
And don't you wonder if the dogs or cats or whatever look at you and go, why do you talk to me like that? You don't talk to anyone else like that. Why are you talking to me like that?
I think my animals think I'm insane.
Sometimes Max just looks at me like he does. But more than that, when I use that voice, he responds immediately. I mean, immediately. So it's a thing. I love it. That was great. I love it. Love it. Love it. You should talk to your clients like that occasionally and see what happens.
I just throw it out there. Just be like, yeah, how was your weekend? And throw a little, they'll just be like, what just happened?
And then if they talk back, then you know they're really in trouble. Fall asleep
with the shampoo bowl, that's how we'll wake them up.
I'll never do that. Okay. What is the favorite place you have ever traveled? And then what is a bucket list place that you would love, love, love to travel to?
I gotta be cheesy and say Vegas was my favorite place because that's where I got married.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was just such a fun trip. And to have family out there, they all came with. And it was such a great experience. Like, I will remember that for the rest of my life. And I can't wait. We're thinking of going back to.
Oh, great. Where did you stay?
We stayed at the Tuscany, which is, I think it was like 2 blocks from the new strip. Beautiful. Okay. It was very Italian, very classic. And the thing that I liked is we were there during spring break and we didn't want to be by spring breakers. We're with a quiet crowd.
Did you succeed?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful place.
Cool. Okay.
So,
and yeah. Where would you love to travel? What would be like your dream destination?
I would love to go to Japan.
Oh.
Also, specifically, like, I would like to actually go to an elephant sanctuary in Thailand. I will be doing that before I die.
Oh, I love elephants.
They're so beautiful.
I love elephants. Do you know that Allie has, whenever she was a baby, all her half-brothers gave her this little stuffed elephant. And it was, remember those Thai babies? Like,
yes.
Okay. So that's what it was. And it was an elephant and it was named like it was named Spout. That's the name it came with. Aww. And to this day, she took it to New York with her. She brings it home every time and it looks so ragged, but like she loves elephants as well. So maybe we all can go together. Let's do that.
Oh my God. Yes. That would be such a fun girl's trip. Oh,
that would be so amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's so beautiful. And Japan, the experience, the culture, I love any Asian culture is always so prominent there.
That would be an amazing place to go.
Beautiful. Yes. I would just love that. I have such an appreciation for that. And I think it would be so beautiful. So I definitely want that experience before at some point in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great one. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have a life goal or a dream of yours that you would just like is on your, I'm going to do this someday, whether it be career or even not career related that you're aiming for?
I wouldn't say it's like current career related, but it's very much so my hobby related. So like opening up a bookshop.
Oh, but fun.
Having like a tri-level bookshop. So you have your coffee shop, tea shop, little like small, gift shop area. And then, upstairs you have your library where you can hang out, read books, do what you want. And in like the basement or like the lowest level, you have a little bar with like cocktails and stuff.
How fun.
Wouldn't that be such a cool hangout?
Yes, it would be really cool.
You can either get coffee or tea. You can go get your favorite book, hang out with your friends, and then the basement can be for book clubs and you can have drinks. Like, I would go.
Yeah, I would go too. That's so a great idea.
You never see all of it in the same spot. And no. Having that tri-level would have the privacy aspect too of maybe you just want to go into a quiet corner and read, or maybe you want to be involved in a group and you could have that.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard or even seen or imagined anything that I love it.
First here.
There you go. We're going to be waiting.
I think that would be so cool.
No, it would be a great idea.
Big dream.
What a cool dream. I love it.
Yeah.
So, wow, that segues really good into the next question, which is obviously you read. Can you give me your top favorite books of all time?
So I can't. I have
too many.
I have my top favorite authors.
Okay.
That make some of the best books.
Okay. That's great.
Personal absolute favorite author, Lisa Unger.
Okay.
She's amazing. I have yet to read a book that I did not like from her.
And is there a genre that she writes in particular?
So, yes. She is more of the murder mystery, but not in the way that you can, you will not know at the end. I'm very good at guessing what's going to happen, who killed who. You're not going to do that with her. You can't.
Oh, I would like that.
She is a good author.
Okay.
I love her writing style. So Lisa Unger, lots of people have heard of Colleen Hoover.
Yep.
Great author. Need I say more?
Yep.
She just has some classics there. Natasha Preston is good if you like a shorter read. I think she's a young adult author.
Okay.
She's in the murder mystery realm.
Okay. Just
really, really like short trips, like a short read. She's great.
Okay, great. I've never heard of Colleen Hoover. I've read a few of hers, but Lisa Unger and Natasha Preston, those are ones. I've just started a book and it's called The Couple Next Door, and I don't even know who the author is, but I just started it last night and I almost couldn't put it down. It's been a while since I've picked up a book that I could not put down, and I just made myself. But anyway, that's great. Okay, awesome. All right, now I need to know your favorite place to shop, both in real life and online.
I would say in real life, any thrift store.
Fun.
Give me any thrift store. I can find an outfit, I can guarantee you, because I love that. I love the hunt. I love spending the whole day looking for something. I think that is probably like my favorite.
Are there any good thrift stores like close to like in Wausau area or probably not in Dorchester? Yeah, I know.
Not really. I mean, just the basics like Goodwill is probably more my go-to. Like there's like Plato's Closet, but there's been a lot of the fast fashion in the more trendier style thrift stores, and that's not really my taste personally, so I try to go for where I can find more of like the older classic stuff. Like I found like a pair of Prada shoes once, like,
wow,
you know, the older brands.
Yeah,
I don't know, you don't find much anymore, so because I don't really online shop very much. I like to do it in person because my body type it's hard to find stuff.
Well, I do love your style, so
thank you.
Yeah, whatever, wherever you're shopping.
Yeah, it's all good. Just thrifted. And if it's shiny, pretty, or fun, I like it. And I'll just make it happen.
I love your, or at least what I see on your social media and I've seen on you, your like winter sweater choices.
Oh, thank you.
Very cozy, comfy, chunky from what I've seen.
Yeah, a lot of those have either been from TJ Maxx or Goodwill,
really?
Yep.
I have to try them out. So do you have a favorite online that you even though you don't?
Amazon, if I can.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, like Amazon has clothes and stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, most of my online shopping is Amazon.
Okay.
And like Free People, I would say.
Yeah, I love Free People.
Free People is always a good go-to.
You bet. Okay, so I just realized that it's kind of like I ask basically two questions. Oh no, it's if you can live anywhere in the world, where would it be? I was gonna say we already covered that. We're going to the elephant sanctuary, but
I mean, if I actually could live there.
Yeah, true. But if you could live like legitimately, really live somewhere else besides where you live now, where would it be?
Oof. Part of me wishes I could be in the middle of nowhere in the mountains, but live the Colorado dream. And the other half of me wants to live in the smack dab in the middle of a crazy busy city.
Oh, okay.
Like rooftop apartment where you have like your garden up on the roof. You got your little pigeons. In my case, it would be quail or chicken. I just think it would be super cool to be in the heart of everything, but also have your own little oasis away from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the same sense, like I also love privacy. I either want to be right in the middle of all of it or nowhere near it.
Yeah. Okay. So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I could totally see you in a big city.
I feel like I would just love it.
I feel like you would too. I feel like you could just plop you right down and you'd instantly just be a part of it.
Yeah. And I feel like the extrovert part of me would just thrive there, where like my introverted self would really thrive if we, you know, lived in like the mountains.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a toss up.
Yeah, that's, we could live 6 months one place, 6 months the other.
Exactly.
There you go.
Snowbird.
Okay, so what is your favorite guilty pleasure snack, or if you have more than one, that's fine.
I can eat in one sitting a whole packet of those Airhead Extreme Rainbow Strips.
Oh, I love those too.
Oh my gosh, they are just, they're a weakness. I can't stop. If I start, I have to finish it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's got to be horrible for your teeth. Like,
I have to tell you, that's very ironic because my youngest nephew, Charlie, loves those. And I gave him, speaking of Amazon, I got like a massive, big, huge box of those and gave it to him for Christmas.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
No, but those are good. They're so good. So do you have some at your house always?
Pretty much at all times, yes. Yeah. I could probably go in my cupboard and get some right now.
Awesome. Anything else? Any salty snack?
Not too much. I would say maybe like I like jalapeno chips.
Oh, yeah.
Like the baked ones. Like, yep. I like spicy.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you have like, I don't know if you're on TikTok or Instagram more, but whatever social media platform you most like to follow, or you can even do both, what are like three of your like favorite accounts to follow?
So I'm mainly on Instagram. Okay. So these are Instagram accounts. I think they all have TikToks, but I'm not positive. But okay. The first one is a makeup account, and she has some really great videos. It's Jordan Lips Comb. And that's JordanLipsCombe.
Okay.
She's a beauty influencer. I think she's from the UK. I'm obsessed with her look. She never stopped doing the big, bold, fun, crazy makeup. And I think it's so cool that she just stays true to like, that's who she is. And she's so good at it. So she's really fun to go to for like inspiration. If you want to try something full glam, you want to give that a shot, she's a really great profile for that.
Okay.
And then if you're ever looking for book recommendations, the account Far From Booked.
Oh.
So FarFromBooked.
Okay.
She shares so much information. She'll rate the books that she reads.
Oh, fun.
And I've gone through, like, when I first found her page, the reason I started following was, the book taste is immaculate. I mean, I was like, oh, I read that. That's a great book. Oh, I read that. That's a great book. And it's just every one that she's reviewed is pretty spot on to just the book itself. So she does a really good job with that.
Okay, great.
And then this one is a fashion account, and it's Sammy Jeff Coat, and it's SammiJeffCoate.
Okay.
And she does a lot. It's a very cool, it's a very specific fashion, but she's just gorgeous. And it's a really fun way to, like, she does like the garter belts and stuff and like adds that kind of stuff into really classy fashion. And it's a really unique look. And I just love it.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. I love, love, love that. Cause there's so many Instagram accounts out there and we all have our favorites, but there's so many that you know, there's a lot that, when I hear of them, you know, I instantly want to check it out or, you know, yes, follow them. So great. Love those recommendations. All right. So I want to know if you have anything that you have an unpopular opinion about that is non-political.
Oh boy. I would say I get really heated on the topic of declawing cats.
I
get so upset.
Wait, so which side are you on?
Do not do it.
Okay.
It can be so harmful. I mean, if most vets will give you the information because they want you to understand how bad it is for your animal and how much it can affect them, not only physically with the complications, but just emotionally, it can affect your cat.
Oh.
Yeah, it can cause a lot of really bad complications. I mean, it's equivalent to taking out the first joint of your finger. It's not taking a nail out. It's taking an entire joint.
Are there a lot of people that do that?
It's banned in a couple countries and a couple U.S. cities. But it's not, like, a lot of vets won't do it, but some vets still will. And it just...
What is the main reason for wanting to do that?
Some apartment buildings require it because they don't want their stuff ruined. Some people don't like if cats scratch. And it's like, then don't get them.
Yeah.
If you're going to traumatize an animal because you want one. Like, that's not, you know, because it's convenient for you doesn't mean it's convenient for the animal. I just,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't want any animal to go through pain.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's
so it's a painful thing then for
it can the pet. It's extremely, yes. Aww. And of course, you know, not all cases are that, but you're risking infection, you're risking your cat not being able to walk on cat litter. And oh. Like, I mean, cats become more aggressive. Like, there's a ton of research that like states all of the complications that comes with it. And it's like highly recommended not to do it.
So doesn't it also, wouldn't it, I mean, like, I, yeah, great if it's an indoor cat, but if the cat would like get outside and have to defend itself, that has no defense mechanism. Absolutely either, right?
Nope. So you're pretty much, it's dead.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's horrifying. I mean, you know, our animals are our lives, and, you know, I'm not by any means saying if somebody has declawed their cat that they don't care about it, but like a lot of people, once they realize what declawing is, wish they never did it to begin with.
Mm.
And it's just like, I don't think you need an animal that bad if that's what they have to go through.
Sure.
So, you know, get a fish.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't declaw your dog. You wouldn't declaw your children. Like, why does it have to be a cat? Because, you know, they do what's natural to them.
Right.
You know, they can get their nails trimmed if you keep up on that, you know, keep them entertained. I have 5 cats. My furniture is fine. That's sure. Because we maintain stuff. You know, we maintain keeping their claws clean. They have scratching posts. Like,
right.
I'm the crazy cat lady. I should know.
Yeah, you should know. Well, there you go. I like that right? one. Yes, you should know. Okay. I want to hear an embarrassing moment if you have one. I love these.
Oh, oh boy. I mean, what time in my life? I feel like I do embarrassing things all the time.
Most embarrassing thing.
One thing that haunts me still to this day.
Okay.
And that word for sure, haunting, because it was at a basketball game in high school.
Oh, gosh.
And I freaking fell down the bleachers.
Oh, no.
And it was like halftime. It was dead silent. And I fell in front of everybody.
Oh, no.
And it was like 4 steps and then the floor. So you just heard the thump, thump, thump and a big thump.
Oh, no.
And then I had to get up and pretend like I wasn't in excruciating pain.
Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, yeah. My ego was hurt more than anything, but I skinned my elbow.
Oh, Lord. But what happened? Did someone run up and like, can we help you? Or did they all just like look at you? What happened?
You know, everybody went silent and did the theatrical gasp. And all I remembered was, I have to stand up. And it was by some miracle. My best friend was right in front of me, walking towards me, and she helped me up.
Oh.
And oh my gosh, she like immediately, you know, she's like, are you okay? And she hugged me and like walked me out. And honestly, if it wasn't for Reagan, I probably would have been crying because she was such a help.
So you didn't cry?
I didn't cry.
Oh, God bless you. I would have just probably immediately started bawling.
Oh, when I got home, I was just mortified. I was like shaking. And to make it worse, you know, everybody laughed, of course, but it wasn't until the next game. No kids said anything, but the parents sure as heck didn't let me forget.
What?
Yeah. After the game, I had a couple parents come up to me and go, oh, nice to see you didn't fall down the bleachers this time.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, that's awesome. You. Thank you. Oh, great.
And yeah, oh, for the life of me, like in that moment, I even thought to myself, like, you know, don't slip. Cause it was, I had, you know, UGG boots on and it was wet and cause it was winter.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was rough.
Well, that's a good one. Gosh, I'm glad you had the balls to tell me that one. That was, well, you obviously came back from it very well. Well, thank you for sharing. And, you know, this was a pleasure. I save the last, it's not really a question, but the last thing I always save till the end is for my guest to share a favorite Bible verse. Do you happen to have one?
I do. So, Corinthians 16:14, do everything in love.
Oh, I love that one. Thank you.
It's just, I feel like that is for everybody and everybody can live by that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, is there, why don't you share with us what your Instagram page is, and any other, whatever, anything else you want to promote? Where can we find you?
Yeah. So I am Instagram and TikTok. And Instagram handle is the exact same as TikTok. So it's the.bohemian.hair.artist.
Okay. And I will also include that in the notes as well.
Perfect. And yeah, my personal website for my small business, if you're looking for any self-care products, that is actually linked into my actual page. So it'll just be right in my bio, and that can send you to my other page as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I
really, really appreciate that. That was so much fun.
Yeah, I love these roses. I've been listening to every episode, and it's just so.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I really enjoy doing these. And I was, you know, I work full time too. And I think, okay, so the Bachelor starts pretty soon. So I'm going to start my recaps again, but I hate to quit these. So I'm trying to figure out a way that I can maybe, I don't know, do a couple of these a month or something like that to sort of supplement. So we'll see.
Yeah. And even like if you end up liking roses, if we recommend people, and if you come on and we all just talk about when we watch The Bachelor and our opinion. And
absolutely. Yes. That's
exactly how our hair sessions go. We're immediately picking up.
Well, I may do that. I may call you and be my co-host for a recap if
that'd
you don't
be
mind.
A lot of fun. Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, we may or may not see you tomorrow.
All righty.
Okay.
Yes. Weather being good, hopefully.
All right. I'll cross my fingers.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Miranda. Thank you, Miranda, so much for allowing us to get to know you. It was such a pleasure. Next week, tune in for my next interview, which is going to be with my good friend Becky from back in Missouri. She's actually also my first cousin, but I think she's going to be fun to interview. I'm sure that we're going to laugh a lot, and I'm really looking forward to that one as well. I look forward to all these. They're all so much fun. So tune in for next week's interview as well. But until then, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.